Hi, this is Nicholas Newport with Lucidology.com. Welcome to Lucidology 102, how to have your first 100 OBEs in 100 days, even if you're a jet-lagged insomniac right now. Here in Part 5, we'll cover sneaky speed sheets to further accelerate your OBE skill using mental projections and phasing OBEs. These are types of OBEs which you can do at much lighter levels of trance than traditional style OBEs. That means that you can speed things up so you get to 100 OBEs much more quickly. I'll also show you a unique way to recycle trance in mental projections using a special type of memory impression that acts as a portal into your subconscious using a technique I call resuming. In the OBE blueprint, we talked about the spin and grab energizer separator combo, in which you energized a memory impression by spinning it and then separated into the OBE by grabbing the impression. Another way to use memory impressions is to use them as memory impression portals to otherworldly non-physical planes. To do that, you use zoom and phase, which is both a selector and a separator. Here's how to do zoom and phase. Sometimes in the eyelid space, you'll see a glowing white dot off in the distance. If you zoom your focus into it, you'll find that it's actually a rectangle. Zooming is a selector to focus your attention on the impression. It also acts as an energizer to make the memory impression more solid and detailed. When you zoom in closer, you'll often see that it's actually a door. If you're deep enough in trance, you can use a dream hand to open the door. Once it's opened, you'll see where it leads. Usually it will be to some otherworldly place. Use your intent to bring it even closer and it will start to fill your vision. Enter the doorway completely and you'll be completely immersed in the non-physical area you see. You'll be able to walk around in it exactly like you can while you're physically awake. The previous example actually covers two distinct types of OBEs. The first is mental projections, and the second is phasing projections. A mental projection is where you just watch the impressions without fully immersing in them. A phasing projection is where you do immerse into the non-physical space. So it's the difference between using zoom and phase or just zoom and watch. You might wonder why stop at a mental projection if you can just go one more step and get a fully immersive phasing projection. There are three main reasons. Number one, it's easier. Number two, it's faster. And number three, you can more easily keep a physical focus with mental projections. Phasing requires that you actually separate from your body using phasing pressure to push yourself into the memory impressions. Phasing pressure is a separator that's almost the same thing as creating a feeling of a force in order to do the safety cap exit when you do a traditional style OBE and separate into the non-physical version of your bedroom. Because of this, you need to be deeper in trance to fully pull off a phasing projection. If you're not deep enough, you'll run into vibrations and rushing noises, just like you would with safety cap. With a mental projection, you can just sit there and watch the impressions. This makes mental projections quite a bit faster. If you choose not to fully phase into the portal you're watching, then you can back out of it quite easily. This means that if you get bored of the space you've tuned to, it's a lot easier to just re-zoom into another memory impression channel to watch. You just stop focusing on the memory impression portal you've found, find another dot in the blackness, and zoom in to it. You can quickly have several mental projections in a single session using resuming. Resuming is one type of trance recycling. We'll cover other ways to recycle trance when we get to teleportation. This is an important way that you can cheat and quickly get to 100 OBEs. This also means that you don't have to go through the entire process of waking up and falling asleep just to have another OBE. If you tune to another portal, you can enjoy a completely different mental projection. The more time you spend in the in-between states, the faster you learn those states, and the easier it is for you to return to them on your next session. The third advantage mental projections have is that you can do them even while you have complete awareness of your physical body. Some people, like Bruce Moen, are able to enter mental projections and make physical tape recordings by narrating what happens in the projection. Bruce Moen has written several excellent books using this method, all of which I recommend. His first four books are accounts of his non-physical explorations. His fifth book, called The Afterlife Knowledge Guidebook, is more how-to oriented. I've read all of them, and I recommend them to anyone who's seriously interested in non-physical exploration. Sometimes, instead of focusing into a black void with glowing doors, you'll find yourself looking into a scene of some kind. It can be hard to lock on to the scene. This is a good time to use stimulus spikes we covered earlier, such as bright flashing lights, clicking noises, and spinning the objects. To stabilize it further, pick a small part of the scene and frame it. Then zoom your focus in, which will make it brighter and sharper. This will also make the rest of the surroundings become more blurry and dark. This is what you want. Looking at the entire scene when you first start a mental projection leaves you unfocused, which is why it's hard to enter. If there's a lot going on in the scene, then just frame and zoom smaller and smaller parts. For instance, in this scene, after you've zoomed into the macadamia nut stand, you can then zoom into the sign on the stand to sharpen your focus even more. Sometimes you may not actually be able to zoom in, but the act of focusing on one small part will cause it to sharpen and brighten up, which is all you need to start phasing. Once you've stabilized your focus on one part of the image enough, you'll become anchored to it and get drawn into the scene. You'll be able to phase into the imagery and enter it like a giant portal. The imagery will be just as solid and detailed as physical waking awareness. This trick also works when you have absolutely no portals or scenery to zoom into at all. Once you've done a couple phasing OBEs, you'll get a sense for how deep you need to be in order for this to work. If you get to that point and you still have no imagery, then instead of waiting for it, you can use the crosshairs trick. Imagine crosshairs in the center of your vision and repeatedly zoom into it over and over. This will put you into a deeper and deeper trance, and you'll start to attract memory impressions that you can use to phase. You probably won't be able to actually see the crosshairs that you're imagining. Just pretend that they're there as a reference point to feel yourself zooming further and further in. You can also combine the crosshair zooming with the shifted blackboard trick to make sure that you're zooming into your non-physical awareness and are not distracted by physical hypnagogic swirling. With the exit method we've talked about so far, we've used passive visualization. They were passive because you mainly just use your intent to prime the pump with memory impressions, and then you use those impressions to attract the actual non-physical environment. In active visualizations, you don't just use intent to prime the pump. You visualize the whole way through and all the way up to the exit itself. Here's how this affects the OBE. The environment you wind up in when using passive visualizations can be pretty much anything. This is because there is nothing in the visualization to tell it otherwise. This is good and bad. Using passive visualizations where you just roll the dice, you can very easily end up in amazingly fantastic areas that are way beyond anything that Earth has to offer. Forrest Gump would say that passive visualizations are like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, and you can end up pretty much anywhere. Passive visualization is also relatively easy because you can lose focus here and there, and you'll still end up somewhere that's probably interesting. On the downside, what you get with passive visualization depends a lot on your mood. If you're feeling crummy, you may end up in a dark locale that's no fun. You might even get attacked by negative non-physical beings. These do exist, and I don't recommend seeking them out because they're not always harmless. We'll go into that in more detail in Lucidology 103. You may also want to target a specific place to visit in your OBE, and that's not likely unless you make it happen somehow. So to round out your OBE bag of tricks, we'll cover techniques for active visualizations next. Active visualizations are also an effective way to have multiple OBEs in one session and rapidly accelerate your progress. So in part 6, we'll cover even more sneaky speed cheats. You'll find out how to use sense splitting to teleport where you want to go. By using teleporting OBEs, you'll be able to specifically target locations that you want to explore. So stick around and I'll see you there.